Welcome to today's presentation of the three biggest lead generation mistakes small businesses make and how you can overcome them all. If you've been looking for simple and proven, easy to use, step-by-step methods for generating more leads for your small business, you are in the right place. I encourage you to listen to every word in this presentation. It is that good. But before we dive in, I want you to stop for a moment and think about all the advertising you've seen over the past week. How many of those ads can you remember? And more importantly, do you remember the product they were trying to sell? Researchers estimate that over the past 7 days, you have been exposed to as many as 117,000 ads. That's based on national averages. So out of those 117,000 ads, how many do you remember? If you're fairly attentive, you can probably come up with three or four specific ads. Probably because you've seen those ads over and over, week in and week out. Because let's face it, repetition works. When you see any ad multiple times every day, you're bound to eventually begin to recall the ad. But now answer this question. Of those few ads that you do remember, how many of their products or services have you bought? So I'll admit that I loved the E-Trade Baby commercials. Thought they were great. If I heard one from another room, I'd come in and see it on TV. But guys, I don't have an E-Trade account. Here's my shocked face, right? But so think about it. What benefits do they offer me as a buyer of online trading services that any of the hundreds of other stock trading services don't? Do you see my point? What does a smart aleck, wisecracking baby, as cute as he is, what relevance does he have to online stock trading? He doesn't have any, really. So why did E-Trade make those commercials? Believe it or not, there is a reason, and by the end of this presentation, I think you'll finally understand what that reason was. Businesses today, we are led to believe that all we have to do to build a successful business is create some kind of attention-grabbing, creative form of marketing, and that marketing will just generate leads at will. But nothing could be further from the truth. And then what about generating cash flow? Every small business needs to generate cash flow. So how do you do that as a small business owner? What about generating profits? Generating more cash flow is great, but not if you don't get to put any of it into your pocket at the end of the day. How would you like the answers to all of these problems? Would you like it if I could cut through all the hype, eliminate the BS, and give you our proven step-by-step roadmap for making your phone ring, herding prospects to your website, and making your business successful? I'm going to reveal to you right now the three biggest lead generation mistakes small business owners make. And I promise I'm going to show you how you can overcome them all. So here are the three mistakes. Number one is they fail to get professional help. We think that we can just do it on our own. Mistake number two is they don't know the fundamentals required to successfully market their business and attract as many new clients as their business can handle. And mistake number three is they have no idea how to use their marketing to generate immediate cash flow. So let's explore these three in depth and show you how you can easily and systematically overcome them all. So mistake number one is small business owners generally fail to get professional help. Can you name just one professional athlete who does not have a coach? It's not a trick question, I promise. But really, I mean, the professionals, they all have a coach. Most of them have more than one. Tiger Woods has 9 coaches, guiding him in not just his golf game, but also his financial investments. I mean, everything, right? So, and think about this, the wealthiest entrepreneurs in the world, guys like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, they have coaches too. Why? Because even when you're the best, you need someone to help you stay there and to help you get even better. So do small business owners really need professional help? Well, yes and no, actually. Remember those TV ads that we talked about, the E-Trade Baby? Those ads and so many others that you see on TV, on the radio, on the internet, they're created by these professionals, right? But unfortunately, those professionals have no clue what they're doing, especially when it comes to small businesses without a huge advertising budget. So, I mean, clearly they know what they're doing. They have a strategy for the big guys, but that doesn't always transition into a small business marketing budget. Most of the time it doesn't. Those strategies just don't work for small businesses. So everything that most professionals do in marketing and advertising today, for small businesses especially, is wrong. And actually, even for some of the big companies. Let me prove it to you. Let me show you what I mean. So if you currently use any form of marketing, such as a print ad, a brochure, postcard, flyer, your company website, take it out and take a look at it. Look at it really carefully. And by the way, if you're just starting out, you don't have any form of marketing right now, go ahead and stop this presentation for just a few minutes, take out a sheet of paper, and sketch out just what you think would be a good ad for your business. Just sketch it out. What do you think would make a good ad? It doesn't have to be anything formal or fancy. Just create the basic outline and where you would locate the various elements on the page. So go ahead, stop it, and do it right now. Okay, welcome back. I hope you did it. So now that you do have your ad, or either your mock-up one or some of your existing marketing materials, let me share with you some little-known secrets that can actually produce more leads than your business can handle. 99% of all these marketing professionals don't know these lead generation secrets I'm going to reveal to you right now. This information is so powerful and compelling, it will position you in that top 1% of all lead generation professionals today. And this example will show you why every small business owner should acquire our step-by-step roadmap as they start to generate leads for their business. So here's what a true marketing professional will know and what they'll help you implement into your marketing. It's known as the marketing equation. So our marketing equation will let you quit competing on price and let you start selling your product or service for what it's really worth. You're going to drive in more leads, and you're going to increase your advertising response by 10 to more than 100 times. You'll convert a higher percentage of those leads, and you'll dramatically increase your number of sales. You'll get a bigger bang for your marketing buck. And see, the bottom line is this. You're going to have a profit faucet that you will have total control over. So first, you must understand what marketing is supposed to do. Its purpose is actually threefold. Its first job is to capture the attention of your target market. Second, it must give them hope that reading or listening to your marketing will give them enough information to help them make the best decision possible when buying whatever you sell. In other words, you want to train and teach them how to recognize the true value of your product or service, and then conclude that you and you alone offer the best value versus your competition. Then marketing's third job is to lower the risk of taking the next step in the buying process. In other words, lower the risk of saying, yes, I want to buy, or clicking that buy now button. And if necessary, that means to continue to educate the prospect regarding the value that you offer. Marketing that accomplishes these three objectives will result in your prospects and customers coming to that one single conclusion, that they would be an absolute fool to do business with anyone else but you, regardless of price. So, guys, it's estimated that as many as 96% of all small businesses fail within their first 5 years. And the main reason for this is lack of expertise when it comes to generating leads and making the phone ring. See, most small businesses don't know anything about those three things we just discussed that marketing is supposed to do. But there's also an additional problem to consider. See, most small businesses use a tactical marketing approach instead of a strategic marketing approach. So let me explain. Running an ad in the local newspaper or sending out an email or a direct mail letter, airing a radio or TV spot on the local media, all of those are examples of tactical marketing. Don't get me wrong, the newspaper, radio, direct mail, social media, they all can be successful marketing channels, but only if your marketing message is powerful and compelling. And that's the problem. The message is the strategic side of marketing, and it's the most neglected. It's the one that people don't work hard on. The distinction between strategic and tactical marketing is huge, and one you really need to be aware of anytime you start talking about generating more leads. See, many companies mistakenly assume that when you talk about lead generation, you're automatically talking about tactical lead generation, like placing ads and sending out mailers and joining networking groups, attending trade shows, implementing that follow-up system, and so on. What they fail to realize is that the strategic side of the coin, what you say in your marketing and how you say it, is almost always more important than the marketing medium where you say it. And if you fail to make this distinction, then you risk becoming jaded towards marketing and advertising because you think that they don't work and they should be part of your tactical plan, but you eliminate them from consideration because they haven't worked for you in the past, right? But that's because, I'm willing to bet, if they haven't worked for you in the past, it's because the messaging was wrong. So when lead generation results are less than optimal, most small business owners, almost always, they blame the marketing medium. They blame the newspaper the ad ran in or the postcards. They blame Facebook, right? They blame the tactical part of the plan without any regard for how good or how bad the strategic messaging in that marketing piece was. I mean, I've heard it 1,000 times. People say to me, well, we tried radio and it doesn't work for our kind of business. Or we tried Facebook ads and didn't get any response. Or we sent out, 50,000 pieces of direct mail and got nothing. It just doesn't work. But listen, just because it didn't work, don't assume that it won't work. Most people don't have the evaluation skills or the know-how to judge whether their poor results were from poor strategy or from poor tactical execution. And this is where our step-by-step roadmap can generate more leads than your business can handle, because we're going to take all the guesswork out of it. So, for example, most small business owners rely heavily on platitudes in their marketing. They say things like, well, we have the lowest prices, we have the best service, family owned and operated. I've been guilty of that one. We offer convenient hours, the best value. And we've been in business since 1431 BC. So with this all said, look at your marketing that I asked you to either sketch out or to get in front of you, and be honest with yourself, because it's not going to do you any good if you're not honest. How many platitudes do you see in your own marketing material? By the way, this is not your fault If you're using platitudes, you see them in your marketing materials, it is not your fault. Because listen, guys, small business owners, we have been conditioned to think that this is the proper way to market our businesses. Most advertising follows the same marketing formula, including those Fortune 500 types, right? It's not your fault that you have become conditioned to this as well. As human beings, you know, we're all just after one thing when we buy something, and that is the best deal. But unfortunately, when you use these platitudes in your marketing, there's no way to tell who is actually offering that best deal. Because listen, everyone can say they have the lowest prices. Everyone can say they're the best, the highest quality, they offer the best rates. And so who do you believe? Who do your prospects believe? There's only one way to know, and that's if you research every single business that offers what you want to buy. And how many of us have the time or patience to do that? So most of us just automatically assume that everyone is pretty much the same across the board, which means that we default to calling on the business and doing business with the one who offers us the lowest price. Because when you can't communicate the true value your business offers, you're doomed to forever compete on price. Our marketing equation will change that for you forever. It's going to be the backbone of your strategic marketing plan. It's the foundation on which everything else we build for you is based. Let me give you just a quick overview and then spend some time going over it with you in detail. Our marketing equation has four main components. First, we interrupt your prospects. We must get your qualified prospect to pay attention to your lead generation marketing. Simple enough to say, but a lot more difficult to pull off in real life unless you understand what we're going to learn here today. So the interrupt part of the equation is done through your headline. If your marketing is in print, or it's the first thing you say, if it's audio, if it's through radio or TV, or through a video. The second component in the marketing equation is engage. And once your prospect is interrupted, it is absolutely critical that we give your audience the promise that information is coming that will help them make the best buying decision possible. We have to promise that there is a solution coming. In other words, it must help facilitate their decision to choose you over anyone else, right? That's the solution that your, or the promise that your solution is what will solve their problem. That's the job of the sub-headline. So the interrupt is our headline that highlights the specific problem that your prospects are looking for a solution to. The engage is the sub-headline, which promises them that you offer a solution to the problem. The third component then is educate. We've interrupted and engaged your prospect. Now we have to give them information that allows them to logically understand how and why you solve the problem that they're facing. We accomplish this by giving detailed, quantifiable, specific, and revealing information. And that's typically done in the body copy of your ad. When we educate, we need to reveal to your prospects the important and relevant information that they need to know when making a good decision. And then we need to convince them, persuade them that your business and yours alone provides that to them. The interrupt and engage hit the prospect's emotional hot buttons. Then educate is the logic they need to justify picking up the phone and calling you. So then we come to the fourth and final component of the marketing equation, and that is the offer. We've interrupted your prospect based on the problems that are important to them. We've engaged them with a promise of the solution, and then we've given them educational information that makes your solution real and believable. The last step now is to give them a low-risk way to take the next step. We do this. We suggest you do this by offering a free marketing tool like a report, a brochure, a seminar. Sending them an audio is good, video, something that will continue to educate them. Your offer is designed to allow your prospect to feel in control of their final decision to call and buy from you. So, the marketing equation is interrupt, engage, educate, and offer. And together, they equal market domination. Sounds good, right? So here's the problem. Most marketing today only contains two, at most, of these components. They interrupt by throwing something at you that's familiar, like Tiger Woods or Buster Posey or something that is highly familiar to you. Or if it's not familiar, maybe it's something unusual, like a monkey or the talking pets, or sometimes they do both. So, you know, like the E-Trade baby. He became very familiar and he was unusual, right? And once they grab your attention, they make you some kind of offer, like call now for whatever it is. But they left out the engage and the educate. And marketing seldom succeeds when that happens. In fact, the only time that this type of marketing does succeed is when you can afford to run the ad over and over nonstop for an extended period of time. Think about these. Melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Or how about plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Right? So, guys, these were rammed down our throats by Fortune 500 companies, literally just repeated over and over and over. And after we hear them thousands of times, of course, we are going to remember them. But how can a small business owner like you, who doesn't have that $1 billion marketing budget, how can you successfully market your business? You can't, right? Unless you follow our entire marketing equation. Here's a simple example to illustrate this. There was a moving company that was on the verge of bankruptcy, and they were paying $3,000 a month for a full-page ad in the Yellow Pages. They were averaging 70 calls per month, and their conversion rate was 16%. So out of 70 calls every month, they were getting 11 moving jobs. No wonder they were on the verge of bankruptcy. So the reason their ad wasn't working was that they didn't follow the marketing equation. So in fact, the only marketing equation component that they had in this ad is the offer. And that offer was to call us, right? The offer is just their phone number being listed. So the offer is call us. They had no interrupt at the top of their ad, just the name of the company, Budget Moving. And then instead of promising a solution, all they did was list generic Me Too services that every one of their competitors also listed. Things like local and long distance, residential and commercial, reliable and careful, fully insured, fully licensed and insured, free estimates, quality service at reasonable rates, complete packing services, local, regional, and so on. And then, of course, at the bottom of the ad is their phone number. So take out your own marketing again. And does your marketing format sound just like the moving companies? Did you place the name of your business at the top? Then list your products or services in the middle? And then did you have those platitudes like lowest prices, highest quality, best rates? 99% of all small businesses follow this exact format. I did too when I was running our family house cleaning company. I did too before I knew better. And then we wonder why we're not generating any quality leads, right? If you want your phone to start ringing, then you must follow the marketing equation of interrupt, engage, educate, and offer. Let me show you what the moving company's results were when they redesigned their ad. First, they identified their customer's biggest problem. It was damage. Hands down, it was damage. 72% of all moves result in something being damaged. And so they decided that's the area they need to focus on. They created what we call a market-dominating position around that hot-button issue. But first of all, why is damage such an important issue? All of the moving companies listed in the Yellow Pages say they're fully insured. But it turns out that all movers must be fully insured. The problem is the general public has no idea what fully insured really means. When you hear someone say they're fully insured, don't you automatically assume that that means if they break your $5,000 TV, they will reimburse you $5,000? I certainly would. But it turns out that a moving company, or it turns out that in the moving business, that isn't what fully insured means. Legally, a moving company can claim they fully insure their customers' belongings based on a per pound of damage. And the national average is just 40 cents per pound. In other words, if a mover destroys your $5,000 TV, which weighs 100 pounds, they're only legally obligated to pay you $40. But the poor unsuspecting customer doesn't find that out until after the damage has already been done, and they just receive that minuscule reimbursement. But for this specific moving company, this policy was never an issue because they didn't believe in this deceptive industry practice. They didn't believe in insuring per pound. They instead provided their customers with what's known as full replacement value insurance. So if they broke your $5,000 TV, you're reimbursed $5,000. And no questions asked. So how could they afford that? It's much more expensive insurance, right? But it was due to their extraordinary three-step packing process that only their company offered. And thanks to that, their actual breakage and damage totals were below 3%. So what little damage did occur, I mean, they had some damage, of course, but it was usually like a broken dish or a plate, minor items that had little to no replacement costs. Certainly no sentimental value that would create that emotional situation with their customers. And because of that, they had a $5,000 deductible, right? Because little stuff, you can have a high deductible because you're not going to use the policy to replace those little tiny minor things. And their premiums, because they were able to carry a higher deductible, their premiums were actually lower than their competitors paid for the other, you know, deceptive insurance. Their three-step packing process, along with that full replacement value insurance coverage, became their market-dominating position. So then, all we had to do was position that information in their ad and use the marketing equation. So the headline at the top of their Yellow Page ad needs to interrupt. It must address the main hot button issue or problem that their prospects are looking to solve. In this case, damage. Look at the headline. Last year, more than 4,000 damage and negligent lawsuits were filed against moving companies by outraged homeowners. Think that would grab the attention of the prospective movers? I'd say so. Next was, let's engage the prospect by promising them a solution to the problem we've just brought up. In this case, that damage prevention. So this subheadline is, ask any mover these two questions to ensure you won't be victimized or ripped off by deceptive industry practices. So when a prospect reads this subheadline, do you think they want to find out what those two questions are? Of course, right? So we educate them by providing the two questions that they can ask any mover that they choose to contact. And what are those two questions? Do you follow a minimum 5-step packing process for every item you place in your truck? And number two, do you carry full replacement value insurance? We already know that their competitors don't, right? Because we've already surveyed all of them. We also know that our company does. So do you get how these questions guide the prospect into realizing that this moving company is the one that they want to do business with? The ad educates prospects on the realities of what's actually taking place in the moving industry. And then it highlights this company's market dominating position. The offer then was a comparison checklist that highlights the survey that they did, which of course shows the prospect that they're the only moving company in town who offers all of these desired benefits. This makes them a no-brainer choice in the moving industry, and the results that they generated sealed the deal. Instead of averaging just 70 calls per month, their new ad averaged 955 calls per month. Instead of that 16% conversion rate, it jumped to 68%. Their new ad generated so many new clients asking for their services that they had to partner with 4 of their competitors to handle the increased volume. It gets even better. Those 4 competitors bought this company out 9 months later for $2.3 million. All of this was a result of simply changing the message, the strategic message in their Yellow Page ad. They didn't spend an extra cent. They kept the ad budget remained the same. They just changed the message. This is why every small business needs to seek out the right kind of professional help. And that's why I wanted to teach you this marketing equation today of interrupt, engage, educate, and offer. That's the kind of help that we provide our clients and our members. So we have covered, by the way, those mistakes number 2 and 3. Did you notice? Earlier I said that the second biggest mistake that small business owners make is that they don't know the fundamentals required to successfully market their business and attract as many new clients as their business can handle. Well, now you do know these fundamentals. What are the fundamentals? Interrupt, engage, educate, and offer with a market-dominating position. And you can now use them to outmarket and outsell your competition. Right? So first, create that market-dominating position. And then use that position in your marketing by following the marketing equation. So the third biggest mistake that small business owners make focused on the fact that they have no idea how to use their marketing to generate immediate cash flow. But when you follow our marketing equation in every form of marketing that you do, and I'm talking about business cards, websites, social media, flyers, brochures, videos, everything, your financial results are going to be instantaneous, immediate, and real. Consider this example. Dr. Smith is a child psychologist who specializes in helping parents with their out-of-control kids. You know the kids that I'm talking about, right? The ones at the store who are yelling and screaming and throwing a tantrum, they're completely out of control. And Dr. Smith's original website had all of the classic mistakes that are typical. He had the name of his practice at the top. the only thing resembling what you might call a headline was this parenting advice and resources from Dr. John Smith. But does that headline really appeal to a parent who is dealing with a screaming and out of control kid? Does the headline hit any emotional hot buttons? Do they care, as a parent with an out of control kid, do they care anything at all about advice and resources? Or are they looking for a solution to a problem that they're having, right? Remember, you must always start your marketing with that interrupting headline that's focused on the problem that your prospects are experiencing. Then you follow with a subheadline that engages with a promise of a solution to that problem. Remember the first two marketing equation components, interrupt and engage. That's the job of the headline and subheadline. And this applies to every form of marketing, including websites. So Dr. Smith's website headline, this parenting advice and resources from Dr. John Smith, does not address the problem that his frustrated parents are experiencing with their child. And then to make matters worse, there's no subheadline whatsoever, right? So there's no way to engage his prospects and keep them interested. In fact, it's honestly fairly doubtful that any prospect visiting this site will stay more than just a few seconds. The latest research does show that the typical prospect visiting a website remains on that site for just 3 to 5 seconds. That's all the time you have to engage and get them to stay on the site for more information. If during that time they don't find something that looks like it will provide them with that solution that they're looking for, they're gone. They leave. The third component of the marketing equation says to educate. And that simply means that you must educate them with what they need to know that makes your product or service so much better than your competition. On a website, that's done with either body copy or, in this case, a video. Of course, you want to make it short and sweet when it's this first point of contact, and then you can offer them more information once you already have them compelled and interested in knowing more about what you do. The final component, then, is your offer, and it needs to be low risk, better yet, no risk offer to get them to take a specific action, such as request more information, take a test drive, register for a free 30-day trial, register for an educational presentation, a webinar, something similar. The key here is to make it so compelling that it's literally irresistible to your prospect. In fact, you want them to be thinking to themselves that they would be an absolute fool not to take your offer. Dr. Smith's offer was this white paper titled The Secret for Parents, a special report on how you can learn the secrets of nurturing well-behaved children. Well, here's the problem. His prospects don't have well-behaved children. They have one that's screaming, yelling, cursing, back-talking. Remember, they're out of control. Nurturing a well-behaved child is not the solution that these parents are looking for. Getting their kid under control right now is what they're looking for. So, can you see why this website was failing? It's not building his business. It's not helping him generate leads, attracting new clients, or generating any additional revenue for his practice. It simply doesn't follow the marketing equation. So, he changed it. And he did it using our proven step-by-step roadmap. He placed a headline at the top of his site. Actually, this isn't his site. This is his landing page now. There is a difference. So at the top of his landing page, he has now this headline that says, "Are you sick and tired of the yelling, screaming, belligerent attitude of your child?" Now, does this headline hit that major hot button for the frustrated parent of that out-of-control child who is coming to this site, coming to this page? Do you think that these parents, the moment they read that headline, will think to themselves that they're in the right place? they can find a solution here. In other words, did this headline just interrupt Dr. Smith's prospects? Of course it did. So now let's engage them by promising them a solution. Here's the subheadline. Now you can discover the secrets to controlling your child and instantly restore peace and quiet in your home. Isn't that what his prospects want? What they will do almost anything to get? Absolutely. Now, see how the headline and subheadline work closely together to both interrupt and engage every single prospect who comes to this site. Now that they're engaged, the video can spend 1 to 3 minutes reinforcing the fact that this doctor has the solution that they so desperately seek. His offer was changed also, so it's not only more relevant to the prospect situation, but also so compelling to be virtually irresistible, right? The new offer is learn the secrets to gaining and maintaining complete control of your child in less than 60 seconds. Guys, show me just one parent visiting this site who won't download that report. They all will. And when they do, Dr. Smith captures their contact information so he can continue to keep his prospects informed, follow up with them until they're ready to buy his services. By implementing this, it exploded Dr. Smith's business to, just unprecedented levels. Best of all, our marketing equation can work for your business as well, and it will produce immediate results. So let's recap. The three biggest lead generation mistakes small businesses make are: number one, they fail to get professional help. Number two, they don't know the fundamentals required to successfully market their business and attract as many new clients as their business can handle. Remember, that is using the marketing equation with a market-dominating position. And number three, they have no idea how to actually use their marketing to generate immediate cash flow. Our marketing equation contains the fundamental components for instantly making your phone ring and positioning your business as the dominant force in your market. It provides the marketing foundation that will enable you to generate immediate cash flow. And small businesses can use this information as a minimum standard when seeking out professional help for their business. Guys, when you overcome these three biggest lead generation mistakes, you will be able to generate all the leads your business can handle. Thank you for your time and attention today. Go out there and be a success. Bye for now.